is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Spending. Congress spends money. Spends and spends and spends. And I welcome Veronique Durégie of the Mercatus Center, writing at Creator Syndicate, to help me understand how once upon a time, when Joe Biden and all of us were much younger, in fact, 1974, when Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate, the Congress also created the Congressional Budget and Impoundment Control Act. Veronique, a very good evening to you. What was it? What was it intended to do? And where is it now? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the Budget Act of 1974 was meant to set some rules for Congress to follow when it was issuing a budget. It was supposed to issue some caps, and it was talking about 12 appropriations bills and the ways to do things and different rules. And so it's been there for almost 50 years. And it was mostly at the time, I mean, it was only setting rules for the budget process for the part of the budget that we call discretionary spending. That's the part of the budget that is education, defense, transportation, all of that. It's not Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid or interest rates. That's what we call the mandatory part. So it's basically the budget rules for the discretionary part of the budget. And at the time, a vast majority of the budget was discretionary, but today it's only 27% of the budget. And so basically it's rules for just a very small portion of the budget altogether. And on top of that, Congress has a history of not following these rules.
So we have rules for education, defense, and other parts, but those are two big ones. And you say they don't follow it. Is there no referee? Is there no judge? Can somebody come forward and say you're breaking the rules?
Well, I mean, me and many others have been saying stop breaking the rules, right? I mean, like Bill Gale at the Brookings Institution calculated that in the almost 50 years, Congress has only followed its own rule and passed a budget through the regular order four times. That's it. But the problem is, like, here you have Congress is at this on at are the they're the players, the referees, and the rulemakers. So they can pretty much think, and there's no credible way under these circumstances to make rules that will credibly tie the hands of future Congresses.
And this is why they spend and spend and spend. There's no judge now.
Well, so yes, so that's one problem. But the bigger problem, right, is that actually really 73% now of the budget is on the mandatory side with the debts and with the debt service. So a large majority of the budget, 73% again, is not reappropriated and re-looked at and debated and approved every year. It grows on autopilot. And so it allows Congress to decide to not worry about it. And that's the part, unfortunately, that is growing extremely fast and will basically add an enormous amount of debt in the next 30 years. I think it's $114 trillion.
The spending of the Trump administration and the Biden administration about COVID, did that follow the rules of the Impoundment Act? They kept throwing trillions out there. Was there a guardrail?
Well, so they are allowed to do all sorts of things during emergencies, but they used to be rules about emergency spending, and that it had to be offset, and it had to be offset. So it depended on how Congress would interpret the rule. It had to be offset the spending through like the sum of it, at the very least sum of it, through the different agencies that ended up spending the money. And then there used to be a paygo system also to offset some of the spending. But over time, different Congresses removed all these rules. So basically, they've dispensed from, they've done away with all the budget restraints and the constraint that they had on them, on themselves. And there's clearly an erosion of fiscal norms, right? I mean, we see it. It's very obvious right now. We see it like it used to be that during emergency spending would go up, but after that, you know, there would be a period of austerity. Well, there's none of that now, and that too contributes to our debt.
Does anybody in Congress complain about this? Does the administration complain, or does this suit them? The fact that there are no rules that they have to obey.
Well, there are rules. It just decide not most of the time not to pass a budget through the regular order. They pass CRs if they need. They always need extensions. They pass budget through big, enormous omnibus bill in a hurry that no one can read. So it's like in the end, they end up passing a budget but not following their own rules. And since budget ultimately is in control of the purse, there's just not anyone really to credibly, politics is downstream of culture. So if all of us complained about this and complained about the debt, they would probably, you know, become more self-conscious about it. But since most people don't realize, I mean, the last four presidents have really not talked about the debt. I mean, President Bush thought it was okay to spend on the global war on terror, so we didn't really talk about this. President Obama thought that the budget was just fine. The only thing that matters was whether or not the rich paid their fair share. President Trump really insisted that we did not touch Social Security and Medicare. And President Biden just put the other three to shame by just spending and spending and spending and spending.
Fitch is in the news for downgrading the debt of the United States. I read here that it's costing everybody money because it's raised the mortgage rates. Is this a story that will fade, or do we expect worse ahead, more downgrades? We have less than a minute.
No, I think this is a story like everything that will fade. I mean, Standard & Poor's has downgraded us in 2011, and it was the news of the day for about 3 days, and then it went away. And the fact that this happened during the indictment of Donald Trump, you know, probably means that it's not going to get a lot of airtime, or at least not as much as without the indictment. And I can guarantee you that by midweek next week, no one will be talking about this.
However, you've taught me that the debt, or the debt that we owe and leads to the inflation we're struggling with, leads to the Federal Reserve raising rates, which leads to higher mortgage rates. All of that is not helped by the spending where they're not following their own rules. Is all that correct?
Yes. Yes. I think that there's no fiscal conscience in Washington anymore.
Veronique Durigy, it's not a buoyant message, but it is the way since 1974 Congress has conducted itself. The Congressional Budget and Impoundment Control Act. It doesn't say. I'm John Battle.